Greg and Mary Catherine O'Brien have lived in their house on Cape Cod for more than 30 years. It's their dream home, where they raised three children. They always imagined growing old there, until Greg was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Now they've made the difficult decision to sell the house, which means they're beginning to sift through a lifetime of accumulated memories, beginning with Greg's home office. Here's Greg.
It's Father's Day, and the kids have given me a great present. They're helping me clean out a bunch of memories in my office. Keep that Patriot, that New England Patriot football. Yeah. Don't get that lost.
I have like four boxes of notes that I just saved, not knowing where I'd be today in the weeds of my memory.
Is that a fishing rod holder? I can't even catch a fish now.
What?
Notes in here about how the kids in the office when they were young snuck out. Brendan writes many, many years ago. He's a little kid. Hi, Dad. It's Brendan. Have a nice day. I love you a lot. I'll bet you're wondering how I did this. Love you. Bye. He figured out how to get on my computer and print.
What do you think, Brendan?
I can't believe that we still have...
We saved all the good memories, so it's a cleansing process.
It's important. But this is just the tip of the iceberg right here.
Oh. Here's another one. Remember... Colleen had her first rabbit cuddles, and the rabbit died, and she writes, "This is the best I could do, cuddles. I have included a box full of, along with this letter, your favorite song on a CD and a tape of me.
All this gets thrown out.
I feel as though someone has ripped out my heart and stomped all over it. I love you, Cuddles. I will miss you in the many nights, and I will cry myself to sleep. I'll visit you from time to time, and I hope you visit me in my dreams.
You got the keys, Connor?
Goodbye, and I love you. Thanks. Colleen." I don't know. It's pretty good memories.
Those are nice shorts. I like that. Yeah. I think I saved all the good memory stuff. The other stuff, you gotta let go.
No, you know what?
What?
There's some cool stuff that you showed me, Brendan.
We made the decision over the weekend to sell the house.
99% of it is just stupid stuff you don't need, but a lot of it, like...
That's a tough decision, and, you know, as a working journalist, I never made tremendous amounts of money, but I was always able to take care of my family, and...
I almost got choked up.
Now I'm wondering how I take care of them in the future, but...
You wrote a letter to yourself about my last baseball game?
Yeah. Yeah, I journaled. I don't know why, but maybe God was telling me to put stuff down early on.
The good thing is I know that I have these memories because they're here, and I saved them, and I don't know why I did that.
Well, all that stuff, when I leave this planet, you guys should go through that very carefully. It's going to tell you an awful lot about your lives that you might have forgotten. It's all there.
All right. Just let's sit here. I'll.
Oh, all right. You want me to? I can help you.
No. All right. You know, it's so cool just to, when you think you've lost your memory, and you know you have, but you have all of these notes here in front of you, and you have your kids, and
with that, you can't throw it away.
I couldn't think of a better Father's Day present. So, pretty cool. Pretty cool. I'm just going to relish in this for a while.
That's Greg O'Brien. He was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease in 2009. You can hear previous stories from the series Inside Alzheimer's at our website, npr.org.